Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear. Temperatures are warm in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant day outside. In Haifa, expect a slight breeze, while Ain Lut remains sunny and hot. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now from Ynet, Egypt is prepared to join a new Mideast defense alliance. According to the Turkish foreign minister, Iran is not the target of this alliance. Cairo may join after resolving certain technical issues. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF is investigating a video showing a soldier beating a Palestinian. The incident involved settlers near a mosque in the Hebron area, and 7 Palestinians were detained. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew shares that the Pentagon demands faster weapons production following the war in Iran. The Washington Post reveals American ammunition stockpiles are dwindling, prompting the Pentagon to seek expansion plans from defense companies. Separately, from JNS, Iran and Oman are nearing a deal on the Strait of Hormuz amid fresh attacks on vessels. A U.S. official states that the blockade of Iranian ports could be lifted if Tehran and Muscat finalize the arrangement. And finally, The Forward reports that Trump continues to target Palestinians in the U.S. Mohsen Mahdawi, a Palestinian with U.S. permanent residency, faces mounting pressure as protests against anti-democratic efforts grow. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel, posting just minutes ago, highlights the soldier filmed beating a Palestinian alongside settlers, with the IDF conducting a probe. Ynet Global, in a post from earlier, discusses Egypt's potential joining of the new Mideast Defense Alliance, noting Iran is not the target. Dror Poleg, a tech commentator, noted just now that many strong engineers avoided working with OpenAI due to the commute to San Francisco. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Egypt's potential alignment with a new defense alliance. The Turkish foreign minister clarified that Iran is not the target. This development comes as Saudi Arabia and Pakistan have already signed on, according to Ynet. This move could alter regional defense dynamics significantly, especially if Cairo joins. Turning to the incident in the Hebron area, the Times of Israel reports that footage has emerged showing settlers allegedly attacking locals near a mosque with military presence. The IDF is now investigating the soldiers' actions. Such incidents fuel tensions in the region, impacting local communities heavily. Meanwhile, the Pentagon's call for increased weapons production highlights concerns over ammunition shortages. As reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, defense companies are being asked to submit expansion plans. This urgency underscores the strategic challenges posed by the ongoing conflict with Iran. In related news, Iran and Oman are close to an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz, as per JNS. The deal could see the lifting of the blockade on Iranian ports, easing tension in a critical maritime passage. This could positively impact global oil markets if the deal holds. Finally, The Forward discusses ongoing protests against Trump's policies targeting Palestinians in the U.S. The case of Mohsen Mahdawi, a longtime resident, exemplifies the personal impact of these policies. The protests highlight the broader debate over immigration and democratic principles in the U.S. On the economic front, first, tech reports that autonomous cars need common sense. These vehicles are already navigating our roads with impressive capabilities, yet challenges remain in complex scenarios. Separately, Globes warns of an exodus among high-income Israelis. A recent study from the tax authority shows an increase in emigration among wealthier citizens over the past 2 years. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, private homes in Israel are becoming a rare commodity. The percentage of ground-attached housing in active construction has dramatically fallen in the last 2 decades. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.